Okay. Mayor Pro Tem is not here tonight, so I will do the interviews. So we will start our study session doing the Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee interviews. There are three people, and the first person is here, so we'll start if he's ready. So, Cecile, I'm going to just start and tell us about yourself and why you're interested in BTEC.
Okay, my name is Gurdeep Baines, known as Cecile, nickname locally. I've been involved in hotel ownership and management for about 12 years now, including hotels in the Whitehorse, Yukon, Anchorage, Juneau, Alaska, so I work in high traffic tourist areas. Would love to use my knowledge to help Blaine and bring more tourism here. I've been involved in bringing airline groups, tour groups. Right now I'm also involved in a hotel in Kenosha, Washington, in the Tri-Cities, and I'm on the board of directors of the Tri-Cities Tourism Board. We just have 2024 will be a record year for us. Over $650 million in tourism spending to support Ironman, to the Tri-Cities. We're looking to do an annual convention, so yeah, just like bring that same knowledge to Blaine, help Blaine to tourism world.
Thank you. Describe your understanding of the state law RCW 67.28.1816 authorizing the city to apply lodging tax revenue to support programs that increase tourism. How will you apply these provisions when considering grant requests to BTAC for funds?
Yes, so my understanding is the key point there is that the lodging tax should only be used to help tourism-related activities come to Blaine. So that's what we do now as the board on the Tri-Cities Tourism Board. We have our organization is funded at $3.2 million of funding from the Tri-Cities lodging tax, which we have to approve all the expenses that go through there to help fund and bring tourism to Tri-Cities. So I'll just use the same, you know, same techniques and same pieces that we use there to blame the meeting.
What do you think are the city's current greatest draws for tourists?
I think living in Canada for 25 years and driving through Blaine for that 25 years before I moved here, I think the two big things we have is Simi Island Resort. This is a pretty spectacular resort. Lots of things to do over there too, bird watching, you know, lots of family activities to do. And then the other thing we have in, you know, Blaine itself is really just a few of the restaurants and things downtown are very popular with people across the border and south. I mean, even in last time I was in kind of Washington, someone knew about the Drake Oyster Company. So, you know, we've got, you know, Casa del Norte has got a big following for tourists, Starbucks, you know, the awards it's won. That brings people to Blaine. So mostly those two, but, you know, I think the issue we've always had in Blaine is it's more of a pass through place. You know, tourists don't get to, they don't really stay here for long enough. So we can work on a few more activities for families and people to spend a few more times with some of the reports that have been commissioned by the city council in the past. If you read them, it's got a lot of ideas on how we can hold people here. I think we've got lots of opportunity for tourism and sales tax base.
Okay. Do any of the other council members have any questions for Mr. Baines?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. You kind of answered them already, but What's the greatest issue that you feel like is facing Blaine when it comes to tourism?
I think just activities to bring them here. Like people will come for the green oven, right? I used to do the same thing. I'd come in and get gas and leave. Mm-hmm. Like there wasn't something to just keep them. It's a really good report that was done. I forgot the name of it. It's on the city council website, but it talks about, you know, having three things to do in a day. So one of them is to go to Starbucks, and you want one more kind of a retail experience and one more kind of recreational experience. So I think it's just keeping, just explaining all the different areas that we have. Like for instance, my young kids, and they play with kids out in Meridian and a whole bunch of other places in the county. A lot of them don't know Blaine. So in the summer times, what I do is rather than my kids go there for play dates, I get their kids here. And, you know, so in the morning, I go to Marine Park, and we go to Starbucks, and we go to get pizza, then I take them to San Diego, the little, that kind of looks like a private beach. And then now they call us, like, hey, we're taking our kids out to San Diego, right? Like, just, it's awareness. I think it's more awareness than anything else.
Yeah, that's great. And then what two or three things would, like, if you were king for the day and had a magic wand, what two or three things would you want to see Blaine implement in regards to tourism?
I think a bit more development around Green Park. I said that the Pirate Park is like a fabulous goal, but it's only for younger kids. Like, it was more to do for like a fuller age group. I think people would stay there for longer. A bit more stuff downtown. I'm sure you know which the city is working hard on trying to do. A few more shopping things would be kind of the initial things I would look at.
Great. Thank you.
Any other? Go ahead.
What do you think of the idea of Highland Games being brought to Blaine?
Like the ones that they do at Exit 66 now?
Correct. We just recently had it not too long ago. It's possible that it could be
set up. Yeah, I mean, anything like that brings people here. I was looking at, I'm working with the Blaine Open Basketball here locally. So we're looking at bringing 3-on-3 tournament to Blaine in the summertime. And that, and that attracts people across the border. Across the county, like ever since it started just 3 years ago, so we played in that one, and it gave $16,000 back to the Emerson Basketball School program. So anything where we can get people here and make people welcome to Blaine, it's just they need more to do here. We're way better situated than Emerson. It takes 40 minutes to get there from here, right? Within 40 minutes of being from Blaine, how many population you can attract here? It's significant.
Yeah, any questions?
Yeah. Hello. Good evening. You look very qualified for this position here, and you certainly seem to know a lot of these things here. I'm interested in to what kind of working relationship you might have with the other members of the BTAC committee. I know that when you apply to be the finance director in the city of Ferndale, someone there who everyone asks, thumbs up, thumbs down, called me and says, because I'm up here in Blaine, said, how about that Greedy Baines guy? And I said, thumbs up. I was happy to, put myself on the line and say, yes, please hire Greedy Baines. My understanding is you're no longer working with the city of Ferndale. So if I were talking to the staff or the elected officials in Ferndale, and I said, hey, off the record, what would you have to say about working with Gertie Baines? What do you think they would say? Okay, so you get the impression they'd say that they were pleased. Okay, is there anything in particular that led you to not stay with that position down there?
Well, just some personal issues that we have on currently.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Do you have any questions for us, Theo? Okay, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for offering to be on the committee.
Thank you.
Is Cindy here?
I am.
Welcome, Cindy. Would you like to come up? And it's the same thing. We will just ask you a few questions, which I know you've had a chance to look at, and then you have an opportunity to ask us any questions if you'd like.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us about yourself and why you're interested in BTAC.
Sure. Well, my name is Cindy Slice. I've lived here in Blaine for 3 years, a little over. I moved up here from Ferndale, where I've lived for over 30 years. And I moved to Ferndale from Oregon, where I grew up at. Currently, I am employed full-time by the city of Bellingham. The fire department is an MO1 fire EMS dispatcher. I've been with the city down there for I'm aging myself, but in January I celebrate my 33rd year. I've been in the industry for 42 years now. I do love what I do. I love my adopted little town here in Blaine. It reminds me a lot of Ferndale when I first moved to Ferndale. Ferndale was a population of about what Blaine is at now. And over the 30 some odd years that I lived there, I saw it grow to the population that it is today, which is astronomical to see. Why do I want to be on the committee? I'd like to see Blaine remain Blaine, in that have the small town atmosphere, but still be able to grow. I'd like it to be able to promote and get out there the word to everybody what Blaine is, where Blaine is. I'm online almost every day, both from work and personal usage, and people say, you know, where are you from, where you live? And I tell them, and they're like, okay, where's that? And usually, you know, an old standby that everybody's familiar with, tell me I'm 2 hours north of Seattle, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm in Seattle. Now I tell them, no, I'm on the border with Canada. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, that's good. And I talk more about what there is to do here instead of saying, no, I'm just north of Seattle. People are more excited about that instead of saying Seattle. So I'd like to get that out there more to the public. And I just believe that being on the tourism board, I'd have the opportunity to do that and share it.
Okay, describe your understanding of the state law RCW 67.28.1816, authorizing the city to apply lodging tax revenue to support programs that increase tourism. How will you apply these provisions when considering grant requests to DTAC for funds?
My understanding of that law is that it allows communities and municipalities to take the city-approved percentage of lodging tax, which for Blaine, the last I read, was 2% of lodging tax, and to use it towards tourism. You can apply for grants out of that tourism monies to use for activities or programs that would support tourism in any anything that would bring proceeds, any revenue to support the community. How I would apply the provisions when considering grant requests to utilize, to consider the grant request against the master plan that's already in place, and to ensure that those requests align with the master plan. I was not aware that there was a current master plan in place. I did some research and found one, read through it. And then each request could best benefit the community and its members that are here, and to help bring Blaine into, as the master plan says, into 2036, and sustain us forward.
And what do you think are the city's current greatest draws for tourism?
When I read that question, prior to reading the master plan, my initial thoughts right off were, oh, we've got Sinayama, we've got Peace Arch, you know, we've got the water downtown. Then I read the master plan, and it's like, yes, they stipulate those are right off the top three things. And then I start thinking about it more. It's like, well, we have more than just that. Peace Arch itself is not just a monument. It's not just a national park. Peace Arch is an international monument. And what research I did, I cannot find anywhere else listed in the country where we have a designated international monument, which puts Blaine right out there as being one unique place to visit where nobody else can say they have an international monument. I also came up with our history. Yes, the majority of the other places in our state have very unique histories to them. I didn't know about it when I moved here, but Blaine has an awesome history with the rum running during Prohibition. And yeah, it may not necessarily be something we want to put out there, but why not? It's our history. It's who we are. It's what got us to being here today. The location, right on the border with another country. We're right on the sea. We're very close to the mountains, close to everything. All the trails that are here, the events that are already scheduled annually, the events that could still be scheduled. We could bring in holiday celebrations that aren't already celebrated, other events. We have so many events scheduled every throughout the year, and why not have more? You know, I mean, I realize there's cost to be considered and everything, but the town motto that I read in the master plan, where America begins, is so true. People coming into the United States, it's like, yeah, this is where America begins, it's right here on our doorstep. One of my best friends in town here is a dual citizen, Canadian citizen, and last night we went up to Canada to enjoy some leisure time there at a light show, and she was talking all the way up and all the way down about having to cross the border all the time and stuff, and I said, yeah, but look, when we come back across the border, and you come back into America, and she was like, oh yeah, thank God for that. And so, yeah, that's why I want to do this.
Do you have any questions for us?
Not at this time. I'm sure I will. It's like you have to know more to understand and ask the questions. And right now, I'm still learning enough about the master plan and to be able to ask more questions.
Okay. Does anybody want to ask a question?
Cindy, how would you be able to work our day meetings into your current full-time schedule?
We work shift work, meaning that I work a 12-hour shift, and I work 4 days 1 week and 3 days the next. In any given two-week time span, I only work 7 days.
So how much lead time do you need to arrange your schedule?
My schedule is set, right now my schedule is set for next year. And so I already know what days I'm working. It's not difficult for me to get time off ahead of time if I know the dates. My coworkers are also very, if I can't just automatically get the day off, they're very amenable, shall we say. We trade shifts all the time with each other because we also have a lot of coworkers that have littles. That has school events, and so we swap shifts.
Also, you mentioned how Ferndale has changed in the past. What would you have changed about Ferndale's development?
That's difficult because,
see, the state is pressuring us to accommodate a large portion of the expected population, whether we want to or not.
Right. And that's what happened to Ferndale, was the massive population influx. And the city has to have that to grow. And while I say yes, that's unfortunate, because it changes a small town, it's needed.
Yeah. It doesn't come into play that much with VTAC, but everything else in the city, planning commission, city council, that's a big issue. How do we maintain that small town feel at the time?
Right. Ferndale, I volunteered down there a lot while I lived there, and they were constantly having community events. I don't know if they really promoted tourism for the community or not, but they promoted, they promoted community
involvement.
Yes. Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt. This is a discussion for some other event, and we have another group of people to interview. So thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you. To be on VTAC. We really appreciate our volunteers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Christian Gomez, Mary. Again, please come up to the podium, and we will ask you three questions, which I know you've seen, and then council will ask you some questions if there's time, and you can ask us questions if there's time. Okay, so let's start. It would help if you could tell us about yourself and why you're interested in VTAC, please.
I'm Kristen Gomes, and I'm sorry that I'm late. I tried to get to the second floor elevator, but now I'm able to go. My name, again, I've been living in Blaine for a year and a half now. The reason I moved up is to be closer to my family and watch my grandchildren grow. And I would travel up here every couple months for the weekend and just fell in love with this community and everything that it does. As a part of working at Samyamo, because I really did choose that's where I wanted to work. I kind of came up semi-retired. And I love being able to support this community and the things that it does. You know, that we can, I remember the first time that my daughter told me we were going to get bread and she pulled into Hills and I was like, that I raised you better. We don't buy bread at the gas station. Or the fact that I get to be at the resort and tell people, that the businesses that we support. So I just think it's a great community, and I think that tourism is important from what I've learned and I see, and I'm learning and growing as I go in this community.
Okay. Describe your understanding of the state law RCW 67.28.1816, authorizing the city to apply lodging tax revenue to support programs that increase tourism. How will you apply these provisions when considering grant requests to BTAP for funds?
Again, just being new to the community and learning more about the council. I just was voted on to the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm learning a really lot as I go. I can't say that I know a whole lot about that, other than where we do spend the money in our community is important. And with the events and supporting our local businesses is our number one job throughout the year, and what that means as far as where I'm willing to learn and grow in that. So I can tell you everything that I've read and be specific about that, but I think the importance is having a passion for the community.
Thank you. And finally, what do you think are the city's current greatest draws for tourism?
I think everything that I fell in love with before I lived here. There's a sense of community and supporting our local neighbors and our local businesses. Obviously the beauty of where we are, that we're a unique, we are a unique community that supports people and that draws in, whether it be our restaurants or our visitor centers or our greatest gift shop that you've ever seen that I send people to constantly. I have friends in California that literally will fly up here just for our events. She'll plan her trips up here around that, and I think that that's important. And of course, the resort, who doesn't want to go hang out there, right? And things that I want to bring from the resort into our community, that I think there needs to be a lot more support from the resort, quite frankly, into our locals who will support us throughout the year.
Okay, we do have time for questions from any counselors. Okay.
What do you think of the idea of having Highland Games in Blaine?
I think it's fantastic. Absolutely. I also think that we should have, quite frankly, as a resort, I think we should have really emphasized the Taylor Swift situation and done a lot more there and in an outreach kind of thing instead of just worrying about what the borders were going to look like. And, you know, I think we could have done more, but I'm all, you know, it's learned as we grow.
Any other questions? Do you have any questions for us?
I don't.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. I have a question for staff, just to be able to have a context of the people we just spoke to here. In the packet here, it says that there's four vacancies on BTAC, two of them for the Chamber of Commerce, one for a large hotel, and one at large. So I understand that the last person we spoke from would qualify for one of the Chamber of Commerce positions, is that correct?
From what I understand, that was coming from the large hotel, from the resort.
Oh, large hotel, okay, so she fit into the large hotel position. And the other two people we heard from, which category did they fall into?
The citizen at large.
Oh, so we're only appointing one citizen at large position? So
correct.
So we have to choose from one of those two people?
That is correct.
Oh, or ask for more candidates as an option. Okay. Thank you for that clarity.
Okay. You're 5 minutes early, and the 5 o'clock person for the Planning Commission hasn't arrived yet. Well, I'm wondering if we'll just move down the list, please.
He's right there.
Sorry. Oh, you're there. Waving your hand. Sorry. You're so small, I miss you.
I really ran into a crowd.
The smaller I can do. So the questions we're going to ask you as a renewing Planning Commission candidate, okay? Why do you want to serve an additional term on the Planning Commission?
Well, obviously, for the power, you know. you guys know my family for the most part. Civil service has always been really important to us for generations. It wasn't uncommon for my family to discuss issues facing the city around the dinner table, and I continue that with my small children at home. I just want to keep doing that. My love for Blaine and my desire to make it the best it can be wants me to do this. So.
Yes, to the above. The Planning Commission is an advisory board to City Council and provides recommendations on proposed land use regulations and updates to the comprehensive plan. Describe the skills and knowledge you apply when considering proposed legislation.
I've always considered myself a very thoughtful person. I try to look at broad solutions to issues, like outside of the box thinking. I also try and listen to my community as much as possible and add that to the thought process. I've been actively volunteering for over 10 years with the city government, between the Public Works Advisory Committee and the Planning Commission. I think that all of the things I've learned over that decade will help me make good choices for the city in the upcoming updates to the comp plan.
What are one or two of the most important concerns or issues that you see ahead of the city in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think probably the biggest issue facing the city would probably be managing mandated growth while maintaining the idyllic charm and the great things that we like about the city and how to balance that. And I think that that's a difficult problem to solve. I think that the Planning Commission as it is now is doing a good job. I actually like the group of people that I'm on the Planning Commission with. I think we're thoughtful, and although I know it takes time for us to get through stuff, I think that we take that time to listen as much as possible and try to come up with solutions that make a lot of sense to solve problems. And I think that that's something that will serve well in the future. Probably the other issue I think is probably the most important would be finding good paying jobs, getting more businesses in Blaine to make Blaine more attractive for businesses that support living wage jobs. I don't know how you do that, though. That's your job. Anything else?
Those are two very important concerns, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We do have time if any other councillors have questions for you.
I have a question for you, Mark. Okay. It's funny, you were just bringing up the how do we get more jobs or whatever. Have you heard of the recent council meeting, we had a presentation on the idea of shedding some of the undeveloped part of East Blaine and instead getting some light industrial land that could be
over by pipeline.
Yeah, it could be a bunch of jobs. Is that something that overlaps with that kind of train of thought there?
I mean, that land swap idea, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It's something we discussed 8 years ago in the Public Works Advisory Committee. I mean, I think you were there at the time. We talked about it then, that there was all this land that, even at that time, was not even considered developable. It was just the plain. And then we have all this other land that is so easily accessible that the land swap made a lot of sense. It's definitely something to think about and something to consider. It's an interesting proposition.
Okay.
Yeah.
How important do you consider maintaining environmental integrity of the area?
and the work that you do on the planning commission?
I think it's up to the utmost importance. I think that protecting the natural aspect of the place we live is very important, because that's what, one of the things that makes the place so beautiful.
And this is kind of getting out of the weeds, Colin, but I know you...
I like it.
You've been out of the commission, a couple of commissions for at least a decade, maybe longer now. How did you manage recently when the planning commission had to deal with raising the height requirements? Not how did you deal with it as committee members, but how did you deal with it with the general public? Because it's not just the general public, it's every Hawkins and everybody who's related to Hawkins and every friend of a Hawkins. How did you deal with that, and what advice could you give to future commission members and even city council members on how to deal with that kind of adversity?
I mean, you all know, this is a thankless thing. We do civil service because of the love for it. Regardless of what you do, how you make decisions, some people are always going to be unhappy, and you have to learn how to kind of live around that. I go into things making the best decision that I can for my thought process, for all of those things, and you just have to deal with the repercussions of that. Hot button issues, like we faced quite a few this year. It's tough, but I'm confident enough in myself that when I come to the end of the decision making process, the way I vote, I'm comfortable standing beside that. And if you're not, then that's tough. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any questions? Do you have any questions for us? Then call them. No? Okay. Thank you very much for serving.
Thank you.
Hey, Benjamin Meeker. Okay. Go ahead with Donnie this thing, please. Huh? Ready?
Sure. Well, I was reading through the don't vote for me.
Sorry?
I was just reading through the don't vote for me.
These are a little different questions.
Sure.
You're not
renewing,
so.
No, you're good.
I'm good, yeah. Please take a moment to tell us about yourself and why you want to serve on the Planning Commission.
Sure. Well, Dominguez, I live in London, and my wife and I moved here about 2 years ago. I'm a local realtor, I have two adult children, and when we moved to Blaine, what I realized is that this small community embraced me and my family very well. I also realized that as it embraced us, it did not embrace them, as they could not afford to live here. And so as a local realtor, I'm very passionate about affordable housing, as I help families try to find housing on a regular basis. So I felt that it would be in my best interest and theirs alike to try to help find ways to bridge my knowledge and experience in business development, forward thinking, and real estate, and bring it to the Planning Commission to kind of bring all my skill sets of my life into one place and try to help others.
Okay, please describe your understanding of the Washington State Growth Management Act and how the Act's grants are implemented. Goals are implemented by local jurisdictions.
Well, the Growth Management Act, and gosh, bless all of you guys who are dealing through this planning right now. So the Growth Management Act is set aside to protect our environmental, our urban lands, help us build jobs, housing, and do it in a way that our communities will grow and thrive. So that's kind of like a summary. And I was only preparing for 5 minutes, so trying to do my best to summarize it. But there are over 15 points in the Growth Management Act that you guys and we all have to take into consideration. As a realtor, I'm trying to help balance what you guys and the Planning Commission is working with the Planning Department, and the Planning Committee is an advisory group to help steer some of that.
Okay, thank you. Do you have experience with any community or volunteer committees? If so, what was your role?
So I'm an active member of the Whatcom County Association of Realtors as a government affairs committee. I'm also on their education committee. I also participate with several other volunteer groups throughout Whatcom County. And I try to be as engaged as possible.
Okay. The Planning Commission's responsibility per state law RCW 36.70.040 is to assist the planning department in carrying out its duties. The department's duty is to fulfill the legislative and policy priorities of the City Council. Describe how you would apply your skills in helping the department fulfill its responsibility.
Well, I think for me, I love doing my homework. So making sure that I have, which I already do spend a lot of time as doing research on the different legislature laws, rules that apply to housing, as well as zoning, making sure that as we're meeting and discussing different things that are going on within the community, that will help us apply different rules that Alex may be asked by a developer, can we do this, should we do that? We just were talking about height amendments, cars, you know, parking, things of that nature. With my experience on a day-to-day practical level, as well as sitting in meetings with the local legislators, the local legislators for realtors, we are trying to anticipate and steer some of that so that it's in the best interest of everybody, so that we can all have a nice place and a good place to live. We all need houses or roofs over our heads.
The Planning Commission is responsible for making recommendations to Council on proposed land use legislation, both municipal code text amendments and comprehensive plan text amendments. Describe your experience in helping write and review regulations and policies.
As specific to housing, I haven't had much, but throughout my life, I spent more than a decade in manufacturing, where I've had to write very technical documents, some of which had to do with firefighting regulations, NFPA 1983, 2003, and on and on and on. I can go into very much details. Everything from hiring a rescue down to confined safety rescue. So being able to dissect complex documents help make sure that wording and the commas in the right spot, if you will, just review, analyze, propose information that might be in the best interest of the community is definitely within my wheelhouse.
Thank you. And finally, Planning Commission meets once a month, typically for 2 hours. There is also additional time associated with preparing for the meetings. Are you committed to volunteering that amount of time?
Yes, my wife will give you more if you want.
Okay, does anybody have any questions? Candidate.
Thank you. Do you have just a couple ideas what you might think would be helpful for creating more affordable housing, or what barriers there might be to it?
So, affordable housing can be a very tricky question. Affordability varies by a lot of moving parts. What might be affordable for one demographic is defined differently by the states and national levels. So, I think the best and easiest way to look at where Blaine can look at how to conquer some of the affordable housing would be looking at how do we utilize some of our density, how do we utilize some of the UGA things that we're working on, how do we work with private-public partnerships as they're allowed, making sure that we're utilizing different loan programs for different builders, any type of federal programs that will promote building affordably will definitely help promote more affordable housing. Also, it will encourage
developers to build in certain areas, it may not be as favorable if you can find favorable ways for them to build. And that's always takes time, energy, and research. Always my philosophy forward thinking, people think backwards, if we think forward as to some place that might not be as advantageous to build, and work our way back to how it could be built, there might be a solution there.
Further questions?
You mentioned something that seemed to overlap with advocating to government on behalf of real estate. Did you say something on that nature?
Just the Washington County Association of Realtors.
Okay.
And then, so from time to time, we have legislation review opportunities where we'll go down to Olympia.
Okay.
Or they'll come up to Washington County.
Have you ever spoken to a legislator down there regarding those issues?
I try to not go down to Olympia because I find that they try to sell more than we want to buy.
Okay. Are you familiar with Perry Eskridge?
I am very familiar with Perry, yes.
Okay. Do you find yourself like-minded with Perry on a lot of issues?
I don't. I try to keep myself more neutral-minded on all things.
Oh, I see. Okay, so...
But Perry and I don't disagree. I just try to... I try to keep my politics close to me.
Sure.
And what I think what we're talking about here is what's best for the community.
Great. So you're a realtor?
I'm a realtor, yes.
Okay. Are you with MLS?
I am on the
MLS listing service. So now, if I understand MLS correctly here, almost anything that's for sale, some other realtor could get involved and get that thing sold, and then split it with whoever originally was representing something. Work kind of like that.
Correct. Yeah. There's two agents usually.
So virtually. Any real estate transaction in Blaine could be one that you in your professional capacity could wind up being directly involved with because of MLS?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So are you familiar with the term recusal?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So would you find that if you were working on something on the Planning Commission that you thought you could personally benefit from, would you understand that to be something that you might recuse yourself on a particular issue?
If it was a government-specific thing, or if I was representing somebody that I was steering something towards, yes, I think that would be something where I would have no issue with. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I guess that's a very vague question, but yeah.
No, I was asking in a general way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No conflicts of interest. Yeah.
Any further questions?
No, I don't represent anybody.
Okay.
Thanks very much for the
role.
Thanks, Dr. Sure. Okay, Sam Randall, would you like to come forward, please? Again, welcome, and thank you for being here. And please take a moment to tell us about yourself and why you want to serve on the Planning Commission.
Thank you, everyone. My name is Sam Randall, and I have a, I was a resident, I'm a resident of Blaine over 9 years. I have 3 kids here, and all of them studying in Blaine School. From the first day of the school. I have done my education as a master in business administration. I worked as a director of operations in a local trucking company. I was a contractor at that time and also used to build homes too. Currently working as a real estate managing broker and work with Doug Freeman Real Estate in Blaine. I believe my experience in real estate combined with my strong commitment to the community made me well suited for this profession, and I understand that this profession as a real estate agent could potentially raise conflict about conflict of interest. I want to ensure that I will sustain from voting any matters that directly impact my clients or properties I have a personal interest in. I will openly disclose any potential conflict of interest, no matter how minor, to the commission and to the public. Thank you.
Please describe your understanding of the Washington State Growth Management Act and how the Act's goals are implemented by local jurisdictions.
the growth management act is a critical piece of legislation that guides land use decision in Washington state. Local jurisdiction like Blaine implement the GMA by creating comprehensive plans, adopting zoning ordinances, and making decisions on government proposal. I believe that by adhering to the principle of the GMA, we can ensure sustainable future for our community.
Do you have any experience with any community or volunteer committees? If so, what was your role?
While I have not served on formal community committees, I have been actively involved as a real estate agent, and I have been working with the local homeowners and businesses to understand their needs and concerns.
The Planning Commission's responsibility for state law RCW 36.70.040 is to assist the Planning Department in carrying out its duties. The Department's duty is to fulfill the legislative and policy priorities of the City Council. Describe how you would apply your skills in helping the Department fulfill its responsibility.
I believe my skills in analysis, problem solving, and communication strengths can be valuable asset to the Planning Commission. I can help Planning Department by reviewing development proposals and providing thoughtful recommendations, staying informed about current planning trends and best practices, collaborating with other departments to ensure coordinated planning efforts.
The Planning Commission is responsible for making recommendations to Council on proposed land use legislation. Both municipal code text amendments and comprehensive plan text amendments. Describe your experience in helping write and review regulations and policies.
As a real estate agent, I have experience interpreting zoning codes and land use regulations. I understand the importance of clear and concise regulation that promote sustainable development. I am confident in my ability to review and provide input to proposed land use legislation, ensuring that it aligns with the community vision and goals.
Okay. The Planning Commission meets once a month, typically for 2 hours. There is also additional time associated with preparing for the meetings. Are you committed to volunteering that amount of time?
Yes, I am fully committed to serving as a Planning Commission and any additional time required to prepare the material.
Thank you. Okay, now do any of the council members have any questions for the candidate?
Are you with Multiple Listing Service, MLS?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other further questions? Do you have any questions for us, sir?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for coming and offering to be on the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we just have one more candidate because I don't yet see Mr. Meeker, so Jiggy, would you like to come up, please? Again, questions are as follows. Please take a moment to tell us about yourself and why you want to serve on the Planning Commission.
Well, I think most of you know me, Jiggy Sorrell. I've done studies on sustainable cities, which included green construction, sustainable transportation neighborhoods, regional principles, planning and transportation, smart city management, infrastructures, construction project management. Most of this has been through John Hopkins and Columbia University. I'm eager to contribute my skills and knowledge to the Planning Commission in some of the areas that I've already built some skills and expertise.
Please describe your understanding of the Washington State Growth Management Act and how the Act's goals are implemented by local jurisdictions.
GMA is a really big deal in Washington. Obviously, we have water and native land that we have to look out for when we're doing our land zoning and making sure that we don't encroach into natural habitats and keeping those safe. I think looking at regulations and current regulations and maybe new regulations that are coming up
and just looking at the master plan and seeing how that fits together.
Okay. Do you have experience with any community or volunteer committees? If so, what was your role?
I was a volunteer with the VA, Phoenix Hospital, as a veteran advocate, director of programs at Brilliant Planet, founder and president of Operation New Horizons Veteran Campus Space, volunteer at Blaine Senior Center, co-founder and advisor of Blaine Community Fund, and advisor at the Blaine School District for Career and Technical Education.
The Planning Commission responsibility for state law RCW 36.70.040 is to assist the planning department in carrying out its duties. The department's duty is to fulfill the legislative and policy priorities of the City Council. Describe how you would apply your skills in helping the department fulfill its responsibility.
I take my knowledge in urban planning and zoning regulations, some of the community development that I've learned and worked on some construction sites, and bring it together with the other Planning Commission and City Council and kind of see how those things come together.
The Planning Commission is responsible for making recommendations to the Council on proposed land use legislation, both municipal code text amendments and comprehensive plan text amendments. Describe your experience in helping write and review regulations and policies.
My previous roles, I've gained significant experience reviewing and drafting regulations and policies, particularly in land and urban planning contexts. I've closely worked with teams to interpret and analysis of proposed land use legislation, ensuring that it aligns with community goals, legal requirements, and best practices. With research and analysis is one of the biggest things.
The Planning Commission meets once a month, typically for 2 hours. There is also additional time associated with preparing for the meetings. Are you committed to volunteering that amount of time?
Yes.
Okay. Does any of the other council members have questions for the candidate? No? Do you have any? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. What environmental impacts do you see with the proposed development of Marine Park?
So when I was looking at that, there's quite a few that I was unaware of at first, with some of the erosion, looking at some of the state regulations on how far certain things need to be set back to the waterways. So I researched some of that and kind of having a look into what impacts those would have, not just on our waterways, but our fish population, as well as our migration of birds that come. And then our EPA issues possibly that might arise with it being a former dump site. So those are all things that we kind of have to take into account. And I was here at a public event talking with the engineer and some of their insights of ways that they've went through and done similar things in other projects.
Any further questions? No? Or do you have any questions for us?
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Again, thank you for coming and offering to be on the committee.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Crawford, do you have anything you want to say about the process before we adjourn the study session? Again, if Benjamin Meeker comes, we will interview him when he comes.
Yeah. I would like to double check with procedurally. It's the discretion of council. We could, in theory, appoint Benjamin Meeker, whether or not we interviewed him, if at our discretion, couldn't we?
That would be at the discretion of the council to do that.
Yeah, okay. We probably wouldn't, but we could. I just want to make sure if we could. Okay, thank you very much.
How many positions are open?
For the Planning Commission, we have 3 open positions.
And we have not, just for the record, we haven't heard from Ben Meeker yet. That's why he may or may not be here.
That is correct. I've not heard anything.
So there's 3 open positions, and is there a renewable position on top of that, or is it 3 altogether?
3 altogether.
Okay, and the other one's 1 position for the PTAC?
The BTAC we're going to have, there's actually a few on BTAC that are open. However, we received applications from three candidates, two candidates for the at-large position and one for the hotel position.
So we only have one applicant that we've heard from today that fits the criteria for the hotel position?
That is correct.
And we spoke, and we heard from two candidates who fit the criteria for the at-large position?
That is also correct.
Okay, and then for Planning Commission, if we chose to renew Commissioner Hawkins, that would only leave two positions left for the remaining candidates we're considering, is that correct?
Another very correct assessment.
Thank you very much.
So just want to make sure, just to drive the point home yet again, two of the BTAC are at large, two are Chamber of Commerce. So if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you're potentially eligible for that.
So from past experience, I guess, with dealing with the BTAC and the Chamber position, generally speaking, you have a member of the Chamber who is, I don't want to say endorsed by the Chamber, but that's how we've experienced in the past.
Thanks.
I don't know whether to adjourn the study session or just leave it open in case Mr. Meeker arrives.
Would it be possible for the clerk or someone to give him a call, the telephone number he supplied, and find out whether or not he's just around the corner and can come over and interview?
Yeah.
That'd be okay.
Mayor Stewart, would you like me to proceed with that? In the meantime, obviously you can feel free to recess until we come back to that.
Yes. We'll take a recess right now until that is determined one way or the other.